ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 10 टेक्स्ट 19 यत्र यत्र च मद्भक्ता प्रशांता समदर्शिनः साधवः समुदाचारा ते पुण्ये कपि कीकटा यत्र यत्र च मद्भक्ता प्रशांता समदर्शिनः साधवः समुदाचारा ते पूयन्तेऽपि कीकटः यत्र यत्र च मद्भक्ता प्रशान्ता समदर्शिनः साधवः समुदाचारास्ते पुण्यन्तेऽपि कीकटा यत्र यत्र च मद्भक्ता प्रशान्ता समदर्शिनः साधवः समुदाचारास्ते पूयन्तेऽपि कीकटा यत्र यत्र च मद्भक्ता प्रशान्ता समदर्शिनः साधव समुदाचारा ते पूयन्तेऽपि कीकटा यत्र यत्र च मद्भक्ता प्रशान्ता समदर्शिनः साधव समुदाचारास् ते पूयन्तेऽपि कीकटा यत्र यत्र च मद्भक्ता शान्तसमदर्शिनः साधव समुदाचारास्ते पूयन्तेऽपि कीकटा यत्र यत्र च मद्भक्ता प्रशान्ता समदर्शिनः साधव समुदाचारास्ते पूयन्तेऽपि कीकटः यत्र यत्र च मद्भक्ता प्रशान्ता समदर्शिनः साधव समुदाचारास् ते पूयन्तेऽपि कीकटः यत्र यत्र च मद्भक्ता प्रशान्ता समदर्शिनः साधव समुदाचारास् ते पूयन्तेऽपि कीकटा यत्र यत्र च मद्भक्ता प्रशान्ता समदर्शिनः साधव समुदाचारास्ते पूयन्तेऽपि कीकटः वर्ड् मीनिङ्ग् यत्र यत्र wherever and whenever cha also mad bhakta my devotees Prashantah, extremely peaceful. Samdarsinah, equipoised. Sadhavah, decorated with all good qualities. Samudacharah, equally magnanimous. Te, all of them, Puyante, are purified. Api, even. Kikatah, a degraded country are the inhabitants of such a place. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Wherever exalted devotees stay, not only they and their dynasties, but the entire country is purified. Srila Prabhupada ki. Very simple and sweet. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanasalakya Chakshur Unmilitam Ena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah Shri Chaitanya Manovrishtam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishvansha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Shahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitansha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanushute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhyamevacha Patitaram Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashat Desatarine Yatra Yatra Chamad Bhakta Prashanta Samadarsina Sadhava Samudacharas Te Puyante Piki Kata Whenever and wherever there are peaceful, equipoised devotees who are well-behaved and decorated with all good qualities. That place and dynasty is there, even if condemned, are purified. So we are reading about Prahlad Maharaj, who is the greatest among all the devotees. And even though he was born in a demon's family, but because of his unalloyed devotional service, because of his so much attachment the lotus feet of Krishna, he can transform and make the Lord himself appear. And we can see that we are all aware about that his father was very clever. He was Asurya warrior. He was most intelligent demon. Most intelligent. So, he went to Brahma and he thought, he will just ask nice benediction after doing so much tapasya. Brahma appeared. He said, you give me a boon so that I become immortal. So Brahma very simply refused. He said, I don't have that potency in myself. I have to also die. How can I give you that boon? Very simple, like if you have no $100 with you, how can you donate $100? So he says, my dear boy, I cannot do that. I don't have that. So he says, okay, all right. This old man, all his hairs are gone gray. You know, he has no intelligence. Okay, then you give me many other boons. He says, okay, all right. Whatever you ask, I will give. He says, okay, I should not die in the daytime, not in night time, not in the sky, not on earth, not by any man, not by any animal, not inside house, not outside house, and not by any weapon. So asking so many, he was very intelligent. Asuravarya, that's why Prahlad Maharaj used to call him Asuravarya, father Asuravarya. So Brahma says, no problem. Now Brahma has increased difficulty for Krishna, that, you know, he's giving so much benediction. And that's why in the end of the chapter, when Brahma is praying, after Prahlad was thrown, he was crowned like a king for this dynasty. So then Brahma prayed to Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then Lord told him that please hold yourself, never give this type of boon to the people, especially to the demons. So the demons are very clever. And there were only one Hiranyakashipu, there was only one demon. Now in this material world, everybody, who is a demon? Who is Hiranyakashipu? Who is running after gold? So the whole finance of the world is running after gold. So almost every dynasty, if you go to India, and then you will see that Manmohan Singh is a demon. You know, anybody, any president, prime minister, anywhere you go, formula is the same. Everybody is just... Tulsidas was one poet in India, and he wrote very nice couplet in Hindi. He says, Udar bharai soi vritti sikhavai. The knowledge is given to the people. The basic aim of the knowledge is that how can you fill your belly? So that is the issue. You just go to any college, any university. Like Prabhupada came to America, he went to big universities, and he said, where is a department who deals with Atma? They say, no, there is not. So what is the use of these buildings? Big, gigantic buildings. What they are doing? What knowledge they are giving? They are giving knowledge that how can you fill your belly and just become materialist, and how can you just keep yourself existing in this planet? That is the summum bonum of life. But opposite to that, our Prahlad was trained differently. Narad was his guru. See, Prahlad was directed because his father, Hiranyakashipu, sent son and Alark, who are the children of Shukracharya, because Shukracharya is the guru for the demons. But his son were deported to train Prahlad Maharaj. And they are supposed to train him in politics, in so many things, in archaeology, and in archery, in military science. But Prahlad was trained by his special guru, Narad Maharaj. Naradji came there, and Narad Rishi is saying him, Sriman Narayana, Narayana, Hari, Hari. Just chant Hari's name. And he's always chanting. Normally he's chanting, he's spoiling other children of his age who are there. So after a few months, Sandan Alark, they were called by Hiranyakashipu. They say, oh, my Prahlad is learning nicely. He says, please ask something. So his father is asking, oh, my dear Prahlad, you are well. How is everything going on? What did you learn by your teacher? So he says, Sriman Narayana, Narayana, Hari Hari. He says, you gone mad? What is this? So he's telling him about Naudha Bhakti. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, Marchanam, Bandhanam, Sakyam, Dasyam, Atmanivedanam. So he says, oh, very good. What you do? You have just made little mistake. In place where you are saying Vishnu, you write everything is all right. Just put Hiranyakashipu. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Hiranyakashipu, Then you go ahead with all your chanting, no problem. Only you replace Vishnu, right there, Hiranyakashipu. Then this sloka is valid. Otherwise useless, you are a demon then, I will kill you. Rascal. She said, no, my dear father, actually you are making a mistake. You should also surrender to Vishnu. So he says, Sandalar, you cannot teach him? He said, no, we cannot. Because whatever we say, whatever mantra we tell him, but he will just chant only one mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So then he say, okay, all right, it is better because, he is like cancer in our kingdom. If he does this, Vishnu is my enemy, number one. And if this guy chants his name and preaches about him, then the whole kingdom will be spoiled. So better to kill him, finish him. So he said, okay, take him to the mountain, throw him. So they take him to the mountain and throw, then Lord sends him a very nice rope. He just catches the rope and come down. He said, what happened to Prahlad? He said, he's walking around, he's there. Okay, bring. Give him another punishment. Take him to the house where there is all black snakes. So they take him to the black snake house. And all these black snakes become garland. And they will just go around his neck and they become garland for him. And he's laughing and coming out. Shriman Narayan, Narayan, Hari, Hari, he's chanting and dancing. He said, what happened to Prahlad? Did he die? He said, no, he's just jumping. All these snakes became garland for him. Then he said, really? So then he's saying, okay, then my sister has got a very nice boon. And she will not, burn in the fire. So let her sit along with the child. And then Prahlad will die and my sister will be alive. So she did the same thing. She catch hold of Prahlad and sat in the fire. And Prahlad was he was there laughing and she died. She burned. So this boon became in vain for that purpose because all the boons, even all the demigods, they are working under the guidance of Supreme Personality. Mare Krishna rakhe ke, rakhe Krishna mare. If Krishna wants to protect somebody, nobody can kill him. If he wants to kill somebody, nobody can protect him. So, they told the story to him and he said, oh, my sister is also gone. So, this boy has got something. This Vishnu is playing trick. Okay, bring this guy to me now. So he called him in the courtyard where this pillar was there. That pillar was neither inside house nor outside. So he just tied him there. He said, okay, Prahlad, now this is the final. Today is the final decision for me and you. Tell me. Are you going to chant that sloka same way or the way I told you? He said, no, my father, you should also chant the same way like I chant. He says, okay, where is your Vishnu? He says, he is everywhere. He is within me, he is within you, he is within this pillar, he is also in your sword. Everywhere he is there. Okay, today I will kill you. Let us see. So as soon as he just hit that pillar, then our Narasimhadeva appears. So all the boons, what he has asked for, everything was followed in verbatim. He appeared, neither it was day nor husk time. And he also take half lion and half man form. So neither he was man nor he was animal. And he sat and took him on his lap. So he was neither in the sky nor he was on earth. And he killed him by his nails. So he didn't need any weapon. So all things he perfectly, kill him. So in this dialogue before this sloka, Prahlad Maharaj, because Lord is always telling, take boon, and he became very angry. He said, do you think I am a merchant? You are asking boon. What is boon? I don't need any boon. I didn't serve you for any boon, for any purpose. Because he is a pure devotee. He has no whatsoever, no desire for anything. But ultimately, because he was having darshan face to face. So he was just got inspiration. He was just getting inspiration. Maybe, my father has done such a great apradh against Vishnu, the Supreme Lord. Also, I am his servant and he has done so much apradh against me. So he will get very furious punishment for that. So better, I am sure, since Lord has touched him, he will be purified. But if he is saying me to ask something, so let me ask. So he asked the boon. My dear Lord, if you want to really become so much you are merciful, then you just protect my father. He should not go to the, you know, in a bad situation because he has given so much torture to me. So Lord says, no, you don't know. 21 generation, our forefathers. So like our Prabhu was saying that only 5 generation now. So Prabhupada has mentioned in that purport, it means that, you know, next, before birth, he has taken many births. So many generations, so all forefathers related to 21 generation. And some acharyas also commented in this regard that even the coming generations, if a devotee is born in some family, even the children who come and they are not devotees, but they get benefit out of that. So this is such an important position of a devotee. To become devotee is not only for oneself, but it is a very, very great service for the humanity because forefathers and in this sloka we see that wherever devotee lives, not only that kingdom, that place, but the whole dynasty and whole kingdom becomes purified. So Srila Prabhupada came from America, he lived here, Los Angeles. So not only this temple here, but this whole Los Angeles, whole America got purified and, you know, people are getting benefit out of it. And what to talk about the devotees who are really directly serving Srila Prabhupada. So actually, this is very great. This New Dwarka is the greatest place on this planet. Because Delhi, Prabhupada has manifested hard work. You know, he was suffering. He used to go and stand in coffee shop and he will say, sir, please take this magazine. And that magazine was just paper. It was not magazine. It was just back to garden, two-page paper. He said, please take, please take. And they will come out of the coffee shop. No, 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 we don't need, we don't have time. They ignore him. But at least here when he came to New Dwarka, the BBT became so well equipped that back to Godhead magazine became so shiny that if you give somebody, then, oh, yeah, yeah. Nice paper, nice picture. No, people appreciate. Even people who are demoniac, who have no intelligence whatsoever for spiritual life, but when they see the magazine, when they see the books of Srila Prabhupada, they become very attracted, you know, to the books. So, New Dwarka is really, this is Prabhupada's headquarter. He made Western headquarter, New Dwarka. So the devotees who live here, I came here first time in 88. And since then, whenever I come any time here, you know, I always make a point to have darshan of the deities, go to his park, also go to his quarter and see. It is really very inspiring place. And you see so many senior devotees, Subhas Prabhu and all Surdas Prabhu, they are so senior, staying here, continuing on. What is there? If there is nothing, I think nobody will come for this darshan. Devotees become, a living entity is very selfish. If he doesn't get any satisfaction, immediately he will drop the idea. So if somebody is coming again and again, having seva, having doing something for Prabhupada and Krishna, there is some test. Actually, there is a very higher test. Sometimes we take it for granted that, oh, we are living temple this long time, there is no fun in it, you know. We should try something different. But because sometimes our association, because this is also art and this is science, how we associate with a devotee. Somebody, when we see the seniors, we think that's the same old man, he's always there, what is the big deal? Actually, you know, the Vedas, they have given injunction. First injunction from Vedic literature is Matri Devo Bhav. that one should take a mother and serve her as the demigod. Matridevo bhav. Then Pitridevo bhav. We should also respect our father. Then Atithidevo bhav. If some guests come, so we should treat him like demigod. And then Acharya Devo bhav. So Acharya, the person who gives us Diksha and Siksha, he should be treated as good as God. Sakshat Daritve in Samasta Sastrai. And we have taken shelter of Vaishnavas, and Guru doesn't mean only one person. So Gurun, when we pray, we always read. Gurun means it is in plural sense. Guru, Guru's Guru, Guru's Guru, and all the Vaishnavas around him, all his disciples, everybody is Guru. So that's why Prabhupada used to say, these are all my Guru Maharaj has incarnated to execute his work as my disciples here. So he was very humble to all his disciples, because he was thinking Guru Maharaj is just planning to do his job, his mission, to fulfill his mission. So the Prahlad Maharaj is a very, very exemplary example that in such a circumstances he has got so much torture. And from whom? Directly from his father. He is torturing him. But he never forgot. He's always chanting, always chanting. We don't think that we are getting so much pain. We say, okay, janma mrityu jara vyadhi. So when we are born, we don't remember how much pain we had. Only mother remembers. Children don't remember how much pain we had. Right? And then when we are dying, after death, we are not talking to the person, he has got another birth, so we don't have even experience of death. At the time of death, we will have, and we will just finally go away. So we will be not able to share our experience. Oh, it was really great, you know, it has such a heavy, heavy dose, you know, problem. So we have to only depend. The Shastra says that when you are dying, it is thousands of scorpions, you know, hitting you at the same time. So it's very poisonous, very difficult, very painful dying. And the same thing is happening when you are taking birth. Janma mrityu jara. Of course we have experience of old age. So everybody becomes old and we see our grandfather, our uncles, our aunties, when they become old, you know, they forget. They don't listen properly, eyes are not working, you know, every element of body starts refusing. So we have some experience of old age. No, we can verify that. But two experiences, birth experience and death experience, we cannot describe ourselves. We have to depend on the Shastras. But old age and disease. And disease, there are so many diseases now. You just see young people, young children, they get so much pain, so much problem. Pull off. Padam padam yada vipadam na tesham. So much pain is there. But comparison, if you compare to Prahlad, it is nothing, it is peanut. Because he was given really very rigorous punishment. Rigorous. Even his own auntie, she is ready to, you know, capture him and burn him to death. But because Krishna was so protective, he was just protecting him every moment. So this message by this shloka we get, that if we depend on Krishna, we are always protected. If, suppose, Obama understands this philosophy, and he takes it for very seriously, he becomes devotee, no? He says, oh, if Prahlad was protected, I am going to get protected. Then the whole country will be protected. No terrorist can come to America, right? They just take you off, you know, open your shoes. So much. Why? Why? Because when we create problem for others, we are always fearful. Because we know somebody is going to cause problem for me. Every action has a reaction. So this Bhagavatam, if it becomes the class book of everywhere, every living entity, every child is given this knowledge of Bhagavad Purana, and the teachers are nice devotees, They have full faith in Srila Prabhupada's instruction. They have full faith in the Narada's instructions. They have full faith in Acharya's instructions. And they believe that Krishna will protect. Then, you know, our budget for arms will become zero. And if we protect our budget, then there will be no hungerness here in this society. You see, because there is disparity. What we are doing, the big clever countries, they take all the money and just throw to the arm dealers, just sell big things. And, so many people are poor, there is so much disparity. Some people are filthy rich, so much money is there. Some people are very hungry, they have no bread. So 6 billion people live in this planet. Out of 6 billion, 20% people are filthy rich. They have captured the whole world's property. Big towers, they have big tower. Who is this? This is Mr. Mittal from India. There is Mr. Hinduja from India. They are big people making so much money. But if you talk to them, what is their requirement? 2 chapati. That's it. So, Bhagavatam. Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttam Sloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Actually, the most important, Prabhupada made this In God We Trust party. Most important factor of ISKCON is that unless and until we really capture this sum of the president and prime minister, we brainwash them upside down. Nothing, you know, we'll be very slow. So, we should pray all together and we aspire for that. Because this is Raj Vidya, Raj Gohyam, Pavittam Idamuttamam. This knowledge, this is the song of Krishna, song of God, Bhagavad Gita. This is Bhagavad Dharma. What Prahlad is being taught by Lord Krishna, what message he is giving and how much he is making prayer, everything, this is Bhagavad Dharma directly. This is Samabhunam Bhagavad Dharma. And if it is taught to people, Raj Vidya, Raj Guhyam, Pavittam Idamuttamam, Raj Vidya, this is king of knowledge, and also for knowledge for kings, the people who rule, who matter. If the people who matter in the society, Yat Yat Acharati Sreshtha, the Sreshtha people who are the leaders of the society, if they are taught this knowledge, then they will be so good in the society. The society will become good, live in, no problem. But of course, at least in Western society of America, very open country, welcoming to everybody. So there is a welcome for Krishna consciousness. And if our devotees become so empowered and preach vigorously, go to Avama's house, okay, take Bhagavatam, I'm giving you class, take every day. We'll make sure you don't go to hell, take a nice bath, right? Nice bath, next. So, and he will take it. Because many people say that Obama is really fond of his spiritual life. He had some locket, like Hanuman, and it was given to him when he was in Indonesia or in Kenya somewhere, he got it. And that's why he has a lot of affinity for Vedic tradition and religion. And we see when our Manmohan Singh came to Washington, he was very respectful, like grandfather, you know. He was walking with him and just showing him way where to go. He was treating very well to him. Very respectful person. Raja Vidya. And this is also topmost secret. Also topmost, this is sacred as well as secret. This knowledge. Gohyam. Pavitram. This is the holiest. Idamuttamam. This is the topmost knowledge. So if we ponder on this one line, make a living of our life. That this, what knowledge we have got. Oh, no, no. So many big people are giving big knowledge. There are so many scientists why we are missing. We are missing. We didn't learn those things. Actually, that is not going to come. You know that story of that boatman, right? He was sitting in the boat and there was one scientist sitting. So, he was asking him, what did you learn? He said, I don't learn anything. He said, did you know mathematics? He said, no, I don't. Then he was asking, did you know about the newspaper, what is happening Nowadays he says, I don't know. So he was asking many questions. He said, oh, your life is gone, 50%, 75%. And then there was a big wind come, and his boat becomes flickering. He said, do you know, sir, do you know how to swim? He said, no. Okay, I was only 75% ignorant, but you are 100%. You are now going to die, because I am going to jump, I will swim over, I will go to the shore, and you will be finished. So we have to be very practical. What is the need of this Atma? Susukham kartum abhyayam. This Atma is running after birth, only to become happy. And how will become happy? Just by serving. Krishna anusilam bhakti uttama. If we get the uttama bhakti, anukoyalena krishna anusilam, and favorably will perform devotional service to please Sri Krishna and his devotees, our life will become happy and happiest. So we have to perform this devotional service. And this is very joyful. Susukham kartum abhyayam. This devotional service, see, whatever we work, we go outside, work for a job, 8 hours, 10 hours. We become old, we become sick, we are calling for overtime. Oh, we have worked 10 hours, 12 hours, 13 hours. And there is so much stress. But when you perform devotional service, you become more. Now, Yavanamcha, keep serving, you become so blissful, happy and happier every day. So, susukham kartum abhyam. Because it is joyfully performed. Krishna consciousness is full of joy, all the time happy. So, this is the abode of happiness. And because a pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada has stayed, he made this into his headquarters. He gave personal guidance to the devotees. He was living, he was teaching. He married his devotees here in this hall. Right? Bali Maradhan married here only, right? So many things he has done in New Dwarka. So this is the great place. So may Rukmini Dwarka bless us that we keep serving him, keep having his darshan, and get purified by his mercy, and get a nice association of devotees. Thank you so much, Archit Prabhu, for giving me chance. I'm very glad, happy, Hare Krishna. Any question? Okay, Prabhu. Yeah? Microphone. Suradas Prabhu was very great singer, I did not know. He performed in New York City, big time, for I think 4 hours, 3 hours, non-stop chanting.
Thank you for the wonderful class. I was just wondering, I'm pretty sure you said this, but I might have misunderstood. You said that we should treat our mother and our father like as good as God, and treat the guests that come as good as God. Is that correct? You said that?
Yes. I said that this mother and father, that we have obligation for them. Suppose you are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, I have become devotee, and your mother is right dying there. You are not going to go Krishna, you are going to go to hell. Your mother is dying, she gave you birth. She is the instrument to bring you in this planet. You have obligation to look after her. So, I am not saying, this is written here in Vedas, they gave instruction. Matri Devo Bhava, you treat your mother like a demigod. First lesson. Second, he says, Pitri Devo Bhav. You look after your father like a demigod. And Devo means, demigods means ultimately Krishna. We treat them like that. So great. And third says, Atithi Devo Bhav. Any person without warrant, without notice, without calling you, just comes to your home. You treat him like that. This has come. God has come. You treat him like that. And fourth is Acharya Devo Bhav. That we take our guru. Because a person's life starts from mother. He is small, she is teaching, she gives all training. She is the first guru. Then he becomes elder, then, father is also looking after him. then so many guests, so many relatives, everybody is coming to you. Then ultimately you go to school, go to Gurukul, then you become under the care of Acharya. It doesn't mean that mother has the first place, Acharya has the last place. It is not like that. It is in system. Because when you are born, Acharya is not coming for you. Who is milking? Mother is milking you. So, that is the point. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Archit Prabhu. Please speak something. You never miss the class.
I will say two words. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you. Mothers, any question? No question? Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki, Bol Paramanand.
The leaders has to pick up the right.